Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
How many of you go to therapy?
I feel like it is like the biggest flex ever to go to therapy. And I feel like if you're not in therapy, you're weird. There, I said it.
That's fine. I do agree, though. It's one thing to work out your muscles and your body in the gym. It's another to work on the mind. Not all of us.
You literally read that on a Snapple cap.
Not all of us do it. Not all of us do it.
You included.
Having the right therapist is so important because, let's be honest, not everyone is compatible. It's hard to sit in a room sometimes with someone and you're depending on them to figure out what your problem is and your issues. And sometimes they just can't get there.
Yeah.
So you got to cut them loose?
I have had a handful of therapists throughout my life. Young, old, anywhere in between. One therapist died. It was a whole thing.
Oh, that's tough.
It's very sad.
I find what your friend is doing right now with her therapist, I find it to be absolutely insane because she's just throwing money down the toilet.
Correct. Let me get into it. So I was talking to a friend from college and she was telling me that she's in a bad place mentally and, you know, she's struggling a lot, which kudos on her for even confiding in me because it takes a lot to do that.
Sure.
And I was like, you really need to go to therapy. Like, you need to talk to somebody who's, you know, trained to and well-adverse to these types of issues, right? She was like, no, I do. I go to therapy. And I go, okay, so like, what does your therapist say? She's like, well, she doesn't really know. And I'm like, what do you mean she doesn't know? She's like, well, every time we go, like, I tell her everything's good and we just like kind of talk about her life. And I'm like,
oh, great.
Okay, so that's not how therapy works.
Time not wasted at all.
I'm like, so when she does ask you direct questions about yourself, like, what do you say? She's like, I just lie and just say everything's gravy. I'm like, see, why are you lying to your therapist? That is absolutely bananas insane.
Because she doesn't want to hear the truth.
I think that's what it is. And it's like, because if she did unpack the issues, whether it be, I'm not going to like put her on blast, whether it be relationship problems with the person that she's dating, whether it be family things, she doesn't want to face the facts of whatever that might look like. Hey, you might have to break up with this person. Hey, you might have to stop talking to your dad every once in a while.
Like, right.
If it's triggering to you. She doesn't want to hear that. So I think it's just insane because you're basically just taking money and lighting it on fire because therapy is not cheap. And I know some people's insurance is different than others and some gets covered, some doesn't. But it's just nuts.
No, I mean, most therapists the right ones are going to hold you accountable and tell you what you probably don't want to hear, but you need to hear it. She doesn't want that.
No.
So she just lies to her therapist every week?
She lies to her therapist.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man.
And it's just like, if there's one person in this world that you should be able to trust with your the inner workings of your thoughts, the inner workings of your brain,
it's us.
It's your it's your therapist.
It's your therapist.
He's
for
like, 100%. It's me, 100%. I won't tell anyone who has a microphone in his mouth. You have to utilize that service because that's what you're paying for and that's what it's there for. And if you don't, that's on you. That is on you.
You can't tell me, though, all the years you've been going to therapy, you've lied once or twice.
Honestly, I wish that I had said less.
Really? Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things, though, where...
Because I've said some wild things behind those four walls.
Are any of you that go to therapy, are you... I mean, I would assume one is afraid of being judged, even by your therapist.
I don't feel like that's fair. Like... I don't think that's a fair thought. And everyone's entitled to their thoughts and feelings. But like being judged by your therapist,
crazy.
then you need a new therapist. Because like, okay, if you're going to judge me, I'm going to judge you. You sit here and butt your nose in everyone else's problems
for
a living.
No. Okay. I'm not saying the therapist is going to judge you, but I'm saying that's probably a normal feeling to have when opening up to somebody. I wonder if this individual is going to judge me. And no, you shouldn't care because therapy, it's supposed to be a safe space. So they say. Until you tell them you don't like the Barbie movie and then, oh, really? Well, what didn't you like about it? I just didn't like it.
She was going deeper and you didn't want to. Now you're keeping it surface level. Now you're keeping it close to the belt.
What was the subscription?
BetterHelp.
That's what it was, you guys.
It was like Walmart therapy, and you're like, I can't afford it. I'm like, okay.
It's $40 a week. I had no problem paying for it. I just didn't like my therapist. And
here's
the
thing about that. There's a catalog of other therapists, and you were like, nah.
Couldn't find one.
One bad egg ruined it for the rest.
I couldn't find one. So
not luck.
Why don't you have a heart-to-heart with your friend and keep it real with them?
What am I supposed to say? Like, you're lying? You're lying to yourself and you're lying to others? What am I supposed to say to her?
Keep it real. Tell them, like, why you're wasting your money, this we know, but but also, like, don't you want to get better?
There's some people who, like, literally don't, though.
Yeah, you're
There's
right.
Some people who want to go through the motions and they want to pretend like they're doing all the right things. When in actuality, they're just doing it to say that they've done it. So when people come back at them and say, try this, they'll be like, tried it, didn't work for me. And those types of people, I can't get behind.
Yeah, in my defense, I've never said that once. Also, how many of you guys know somebody who's constantly talking about, we all have that person in our life where they're either really wealthy, but they're constantly, you know, unhappy and sick. Or you have someone that's constantly broke, you know, but they have this toxic positivity behind them. I got friends like that.
Yeah.
Life is about having a healthy balance. You know, it's about winning in all areas of your life.
Correct.
And there are people who, like you said, would prefer to be sick all the time because if you take that away from them.
They have nothing to talk about.
Then there's nothing left.
Right.
It's who they are. It's become their identity.
Correct.
You got to stay away from those type of people.
Don't I know it?
There is your free therapy session right there.
So I'm a licensed therapist now. Thank you so much.
BetterHelp.com. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. How many of you have ever been to a dry wedding? Was it fun?
Shut up.
Did you feel like you should have just stayed home and watched paint dry? We got a great message.
The drama.
Great message from Erica yesterday. So I reached back out to her. I said, would you be willing to talk with us on the air? Because her sister's getting married in a couple months and is making it a point to make sure not an ounce of alcohol is at her wedding. Let's get Erica on the phone with us to tell us why. Hi, good morning, Erica.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, so tell us the situation. What's happening here?
It's such a weird situation because my younger sister is getting married in the first week of November.
Right.
And I've been helping her plan everything, like venue, flowers, catering, all of it. And at the last minute, she's decided there will be absolutely no alcohol at the wedding.
That's tragic.
It's
tragic.
Yeah. Her fiance is sober. So, I mean, I respect, he's in recovery and, you know, like I'm proud of him and everything. Right. But honestly, I don't know. I think it's a little selfish.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many people are you expecting as far as the guest list?
I mean, it's a pretty big guest list. you know, and like our family in particular is flying in from like all over the country, you know, people are spending thousands of dollars on flights and hotels and gifts. And, you know, they were promised an open bar. So
now your sister last minute decided I'm going to pull the plug on that.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
a problem.
I mean, listen, there's nothing on an invite for a wedding that says open bar will be in attendance. Like, that's no one's promised anything. It's a wedding. It's your wedding. Like,
it's
that's
expected.
Ridiculous. It's expected, but it's not always guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed, but it's just sort of like customary, you know? I don't know.
Okay, so you've had this conversation with your sister, yes, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I tried, but like my dad also, like he called her and like tried to reason with her. And she literally said, if I see one person with alcohol at the wedding, they're getting kicked out. And it's like an absolute slap in the face to my husband, who's in recovery.
Wait, time out. Erica, does your sister realize that if he's sober, temptation is everywhere? Like, a wedding isn't any different than him going to a restaurant or a sporting event. I mean, if the guy can't be around a glass of champagne, he's got bigger problems.
But it's his wedding, though. Like, I get where he's coming from. Like, this is my party, and I make the rules. I'm paying for this. I'm not paying for my guests to enjoy booze when I don't drink, nor can I. That's crazy.
Not really. I mean, weddings are supposed to be a celebration. So what does she want? Does she want people to celebrate or just sit quietly and clap?
Exactly, you know, like that's the thing. It's like it's supposed to be a party, and like if people aren't partying, it's not going to be fun for him either, you know? Like my mom is really worried that people are just going to leave after dinner, which would be so awkward. I don't know.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that. If they leave, they leave. That's on them. But I doubt that's going to happen for everybody who might be flying in from all over the country.
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't think it's like fair, you know, to make an entire wedding dry just because one person might feel tempted. Like,
but it's the only person that matters. Like, that's the only.
Let me hold on a second. Is this his decision or is this your sister's decision?
I don't know. It's kind of unclear, you know. Like, I mean, it's my sister that's enforcing it for sure. So I don't know if he's behind the scenes saying that he wants this or she's just doing it on his behalf. It's kind of not totally clear to me.
There's no compromising here, huh?
I don't know. I want there to be a compromise. And I mean, mostly I just like, I don't want to get blamed, you know, because I'm helping plan all of this.
Right.
I don't want to be like at fault when everyone ends up annoyed, you know? So I want to figure out what the compromise can be. Like,
sure.
I don't know. I mean, maybe we could like,
everyone just comes blasted. I mean, it's simple as that.
I don't know. That seems like just the same, though, you know? I mean, I don't know. Being around drunk people, like, that seems like just as tempting.
But so, at least they're not paying for those drunk people to get to that level, you know? That's the difference.
Yeah, and listen, you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be some people that are going to be totally bummed out. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's your sister's call. It is her wedding. And It sucks.
Yeah. My sister's calling me selfish for like not understanding. And I don't know. I'm the one that's helping put all this whole wedding together. You know, I just don't know what to do.
Right. It's tough. Let me get to some messages coming in right now and a couple of phone calls. But keep us posted. When is the wedding? November?
Yeah, November. First week.
Okay. I don't think what you or anyone else attending the wedding is asking for. I don't think anyone's asking for anything crazy here. I mean, your sister's looking at, in my personal opinion, the wrong way. But we'll see what everyone else has to say. But, you know, have fun at the wedding.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay. Are you okay this morning, by the way? You sound defeated.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I just want it to all work out. So.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I just want to get through this dry wedding.
It's understandable.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Erica, thanks so much for calling in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys for your listening ear and advice.
Okay, no problem. All right, we'll get to some messages. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Oh, that's so tough.
It's very tough.
Let me go to Amber, who's on hold real quick. Hi, good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Hi, okay, what do you think?
What's the tea?
So I'm getting married next August, and
same.
My fiancé is also sober.
Okay.
I know, congratulations.
You too.
So He's been sober for 12 years. We are 100% having alcohol at the wedding. We have family that is flying in from out of town. If you have a wedding, you're coming for the alcohol and the food, right?
Yeah,
so,
amen.
Like, that's just, it is what it is. Like, people want to drink. People want to have fun. And I feel we've had this conversation, me and my fiance, and he wasn't even in his mind to have a dry wedding. Because he's sober doesn't mean everybody else has to be. And people will leave, and that's fine, but they're going to go to the bars, and they're going to, you know, get what they should have gotten at the wedding. I feel like a compromise, if her sister is really strong on this and doesn't want everybody getting hammered, totally respect that, get that. So
bring
the compromise
flasks.
Could be beer and wine or hide your flasks instead of, like, having liquor at the bar, maybe just doing beer and wine.
I
feel like that's kind of unfair to have everybody, especially the ones coming from out of town, going and spending all of this money and then originally thinking that they're going to have open bar and then it just like switch last minute. I feel like that's not really cool.
I agree. Cause if they're going to spend this money to come all this way, you got to give them a little something, something.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much, Amber. I appreciate your taking. Congrats.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Have a good morning.
You too. Who else is here? Laura says, you guys are looking at this the wrong way. You don't mess with someone's recovery, even if it makes the wedding tricky. And trust me when I say people would much rather have a dry wedding than a disaster. I disagree, because even if it's a disaster, then, I mean, whose problem is that? How would that be ours? This guy can't be around a drink? I don't know if he's ready to leave the house then. I'm just saying.
Moose goes, bubble wrap him, tie him to the bed.
I'm just saying.
Hope for the best.
Temptation is everywhere. He's going to be tempted wherever he goes.
The drama.
Why? Okay, let me get to Chuck. Big Chuck in the house.
Chuck.
Sober people deal with temptation every single day, myself being one of them. A wedding isn't any different. He either can handle it or he can't. But you don't punish 150 guests. Amen.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I don't, we can agree to disagree on this. I loved her take. But again, open bar is a huge expense. Massive.
It's not about the money.
It is when you're the one paying for
it. It's not about the money.
It's easy for you to say when you're the one not literally putting forth a dime.
Oh, I tip. I'm a big tipper, baby.
Moose goes, I gave her $20. It's like, right, but it was like $8,000, so.
All right, we're going to check back in with Erica, hopefully before the wedding, just to see if her sister called an audible. It's PXY Mornings. Yeah, Moose and Breezy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's my mornings. Moose, Breezy, 82 for the high today. We don't always get messages from single dads, but when we do,
we got to read them.
Yeah, we make it a point to read them, sure. Message came in from Nate, who's worried about a comment made at school to his 10-year-old daughter. And he's asking for help on how to approach this situation because, you know, he doesn't want to make matters worse, but take a listen to what he sent in. He says, hey guys, single father to a 10-year-old girl. None of my other friends really have kids. And I was just curious what other people think about this situation. If you're able to talk about it on your show, I would appreciate it. If not, I understand. I'm feeling very defensive and am wondering if I need to talk to the school about something that happened recently. My daughter came home from school this past Monday and told me the security officer had made a comment about her outfit. She was wearing a dress that was age appropriate and just above her ankles in length. She states she was in line for lunch and the security officer said to her, quote, "Do I need to call your dad to ask him to get you some pants?" Unquote. Oh. I'm confused why he said this. I've been asking my child questions to try to learn more, but the whole thing just seems bizarre to me. I'll list some other bits of information that might answer some immediate questions. She does not wear skirts or dresses every day, or even most days. She wears pants and shorts.
Okay.
There were no other grown-ups around when he said this to her, which is sort of a red flag to me. We have never had any problems in the past years we've been at this school. So my question is this, what do I do? I feel the need to go to the school, but my fear is that I won't be taken seriously or will be seen as some overbearing or overly defensive father, no matter how neutrally I approach the situation.
Okay.
I was just wondering if anyone knows of any ways I can navigate this without making matters worse. Thanks so very much. Okay, that came in from Nate. Okay, by the sounds of things, I think what Nate is also trying to figure out is why this guy even made this comment to his daughter to begin with.
Right.
5852.
Like, that's so weird to be like, I'll call your dad. Like, what?
To come and get you some pants. If you have thoughts on this one today, hit us up at 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open. I don't know. I don't know what she's clearly not at a private school. I mean, she's wearing shorts and stuff like that on other days. So for him to make this comment while she's sitting there waiting for lunch, but to make it to a 10-year-old seems odd.
I agree. I very much so agree. I don't get that. I really don't. Where does he get off? Also, I feel like we've talked about this in the past, but like these kids who are wearing these like kind of older type of outfits, like the young girls who are wearing the crop tops and the booty shorts. It's like, this was my biggest fear of these kids wearing these articles of clothing because it's just inappropriate and people can't help themselves but say weird stuff.
No, I know. We got one text from Eileen that says, I always say it's better to be safe than sorry. I would request a meeting with a guidance counselor, nurse, or principal, or maybe all of them together. This way, admins are on notice. Guidance counselor or nurse can offer your daughter a safe place to go if she does feel embarrassed or needs someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Pam, who's waiting on hold. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Okay.
My heart is pounding right now.
Pam, tell us everything.
Pounding.
Do we need to call help?
Oh, you might. You might, because this just makes my blood boil.
Okay.
I am a single parent. I've raised two daughters and a son. And the putting that child in a box starts right now. And they've really put her into a box. They're going to tell her what to wear. You know, when girls who later become women should not have to be careful about what they wear.
She's not wearing anything inappropriate. She's got a dress on above her ankles.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You know, no Gucci clothes, nothing like that. And
right.
I agree. I think there should be a meeting. I think there should. I had situations when I was young, and I am so angry. I don't do this every day, but it makes me very angry when I hear that, because my daughters face that sort of thing, and you're trying to raise a strong, confident human being. Forget that she's a girl. Strong, confident human being. And this is the beginning of eroding that confidence.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so inappropriate.
For her to come home and share it with her father, obviously she was affected by it.
And her dad's like, what the hell? Like, yeah.
Oh, because, you know, we are told to just, you know, not listen to that sensor going on in our head.
Right, right.
And it's, we are to be taught to believe every minute of it. She felt it, she knew it, and she repeated it and told her dad. That is wonderful, and she should be encouraged to do those things.
Sure.
Absolutely, 100%. And I agree, there should be a meeting with all the, and bring somebody with you as a witness.
Yeah, all of it needs to be.
Those meetings.
It needs to be documented. Sure.
It needs to be documented. Absolutely. Oh,
thank you, Pam. I appreciate. I'm sorry you're fired up, but
Pam's,
you know, it's for a reason.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my face. I think my face is purple right now. I was so angry. I was like, you know, it's just the beginning of indoctrination.
Oh my God.
The wrong, right?
I know. Yeah.
Like, we should be accepting. I have a sister that runs a preschool, and she had a little boy come in, and he dressed differently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolute 100% acceptance. Don't bother him. If you don't like it, you go someplace else.
Yeah. I love that. Thanks, you know, Pam. We love you.
Oh, my pleasure. Get on with your day. Thanks so
all
much,
all right.
Guys.
Have a good one. Don't crash your car.
Yeah, get to where you're going safely.
She's like, I'm literally, blood is boiling, but, rushing to my head.
You know, a lot of these messages look very similar, too, because one person's saying talk to someone in administration, because ideally, who you suspect will understand or you have had an established relationship with, like the teachers, the counselors, the nurses, what have you, is who you need to go and talk with. Mm-hmm. Kelly says, I've never heard of a security officer addressing a dress code issue. If it was something that was warranted, then he should have brought it up to a teacher to handle.
Correct.
I'm friends with a bus driver who works for our local school district who dropped off a middle school kid with a shirt that said, smoke crack with your mom on it, and she made it a point to tell the principal.
There's some text we should probably just not read, you know? He goes, everything comes through, goes my desk. I gotta read it.
It's right in front of me.
So important.
Anthony says, this is overkill. Some people have no idea this day and age how to let things go. He's a security guard. It sounds like he was just following dress code. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's the...
It's not what's happening.
No. So, yeah, Nate... thanks for the message. We appreciate it. If your gut is telling you that something feels off, because obviously it did for your daughter,
right?
Then don't feel guilty about addressing it. If your daughter brought it up, she clearly felt uncomfortable.
Correct.
Put it in writing. Make sure the school knows about it.
And be done with it.
Onward and upward.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for your thoughts this morning.
Thanks, Nate.
And for your call, Pam. We're going to take a quick break. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning. PXY.
Share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30.
You're just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show, on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hi, I'm John Simonian, president of the Source Fine Jewelers. Getting engaged? Then let's talk lab-grown diamonds, which are ethically sourced and have the same brilliance and sparkle as natural diamonds, but at a fraction of the
cost. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. we've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.